Kink in touch.
Kink in touch with Jasper.
I'm doing pretty good, all things considered.
Because there is a new album coming up in a bit, and I didn't expect to have a new Eels album so quick after the last one.
I didn't either. But sometimes that just happens. It was just a coincidence that I mean, it happened very organically. I wasn't even thinking about making another record because it hadn't been that long since the last one. And I got a text message one night from Mark Romanek, who had directed the very first Eels video for Novocaine for the Soul many years ago. And I hadn't heard from him in years. And he just wanted to tell me that he'd been listening to our Souljacker album a lot. And that just got me thinking about that album and John Parrish, who I made most of the Souljacker album with. And I just thought, well, it'd be interesting to see if John Parrish wants to see what we could do now, because it's been like 20 years. And he's a busy man, but I contacted him, and he just happened to have some free time for a few weeks. And it just suddenly we made an album.
How do you contact him as an artist? Do you look at him on LinkedIn? Do you have his number? Do you email with him at the first time?
Yeah, no, we've been friends ever since. And whenever we're in the same town, when we're on tour, he'll usually jump up on stage with us and play with us. But I realized we hadn't made anything in the studio since Souljacker. So, I'm in contact with him. It was easy to get a hold of him.
And now the album is there. It's called Extreme Witchcraft. And is Mark Romanek involved as well? Did he make some videos for this project?
No, and he didn't make any for the Souljacker album either. So I thought it was nice of him to tell me that he was listening to one of our albums that he wasn't involved in.
This is the 14th Eels album, which is coming up. How often do you listen to your own music? How often did you listen to Souljacker after it came out?
Normally never after, because you hear it so much when you're working on a record. And then once it's done, you're on to the next thing. And the only time I ever hear old stuff is sometimes when we're on tour and you want to figure out how to play one of the old songs that you don't remember anymore. You got to listen to it to get the chords and all that. Or when they reissue something, on vinyl lately, there's a lot of reissues going on, and I have to listen to it all the way through to approve the mastering. But otherwise, I don't hear the old stuff because you're just too busy with the new stuff.
Yeah, that's a good thing, because there's always new Eel songs released. I'm glad that there is this new album. Which song did you rediscover for maybe the new set list? Because there's coming up a massive tour.
Well, I haven't got to that yet, really. I have, and we've got two albums of new stuff since
exactly.
The last tour. Yeah, because the last tour was 2019, just before the pandemic started. So, we obviously couldn't tour on when Earth Adora came out, and now we've got this album, Extreme Witchcraft. So we got a bunch of new stuff I'm sure we want to play. But it's always fun to take old songs and figure out how we would do them this year, as if we wrote them this year. So I'm sure we'll do some of that too.
Is it hard to pick a perfect set list of 14 albums worth of material to play?
Yeah, it gets harder every year because there's more competition.
Yeah, I can imagine, yeah. Are there any Eel songs which aren't on the set list anymore, which could be fan favorites?
Some years you get tired of playing, the big hits like Novocaine for the Soul. And there's some years when you just feel like, I can't play that this time. And then there's, but we haven't played the song Susan's House in a long time because it's quite difficult to play. It's such an unusual, weird song. I'd like to bring that one back somehow at some point.
Oh, wow. That would be great. Maybe for the AFAS show in Amsterdam this year.
Maybe. If not this year, then maybe next year.
I will take a request sign for it with me when I'm at the show.
Okay. I'll be looking for that. Don't block anyone's view, though.
That's a good thing, yeah. Because how much are you looking forward to go on tour? Do you miss the band bus? Do you miss being on tour?
Oh, yeah. I miss all of it.
What do you miss most?
The thing I miss the most is you know, hanging out with the guys in the band and the crew. Like, we all enjoy each other's company and we have a really nice time. And it's just this fun kind of, you know, family on wheels. I miss that a lot.
And now you're going back on tour in a few months. And the tour in Europe ends in Amsterdam. So will there maybe a big Eels after party? Or how do you normally enjoy the show after you did it?
I know. Boy, that sounds kind of dangerous, ending in Amsterdam.
Boy, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, we might be the last place we ever go.
So going out with a bang then?
Yeah, well, so to speak.
This album is out. It's called Extreme Witchcraft. I played a lot of the songs on my radio show as well. Amateur Hour, how did you come up with that song? I would love to play it in a bit.
Amateur Hour, I'm speaking metaphorically in romantic terms about someone who's found someone that they think is their perfect match. But then as time goes on, they learn that this person wasn't as good a deal as I thought. This person's an amateur. I'm a pro.
I can't wait to play that on the radio, but I would love to play a favorite of your favorite of this album as well. Is it hard to pick between your babies maybe on this album?
Yes, that's exactly right. That cliche of the songwriter's songs are like his children, and you don't want to. I don't want to say, oh, I really like Steam Engine, and then hurt Stumbling Bee's feelings.
And maybe tomorrow you have a totally different favorite on the album as well.
Right. And that happens when we do the shows too. Some of them reveal themselves as the ones you really enjoy playing live more than others.
The 8th of April, Eels will be back in the Netherlands finally to play AFOS Live. I'm allowed to give away tickets this week to that show so people can see you and me with the request sign for Susan's house as well. E, thanks for joining me today. It was lovely to talk to you and hope to see you in April.
Yeah, hope to see you and your sign.
Dit was een podcast van Kink. Voor meer podcasts, playlists en radio, check kink.nl.